Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Another Ukraine ceasefire pending. Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko is predicting that a swift and unconditional ceasefire will be agreed to Wednesday between his government and the pro-Russian separatists it is battling in eastern Ukraine. Mr. Poroshenko says the progress toward a ceasefire was reached Sunday in a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande. The four plan to meet Wednesday in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, to try to reach a final agreement after their diplomatic aides work out details Monday in Berlin. Despite an earlier agreement on a ceasefire last September, fighting has continued in eastern Ukraine with intense battles in recent days. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says he is in favor of reaching a nuclear deal with world powers as long as the pact does not go against the best interests of his country. His comments to Air Force personnel in Iran came as his foreign minister Javad Zarif met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Munich for a second day of talks on a nuclear pact. Mr. Zarif warned against the economic sanctions in place against his country.
Sanctions are a liability. You need to get rid of them if you want a solution. And unless, particularly some politicians, unless they come to the realization that sanctions are a liability and they need to be lifted, we will not have a solution. So that's the single most important issue, but I think we have made good headway in resolving even that.
Mr. Zarif said the only way to deal with Iran is through respect and negotiation. Egyptian authorities have set February 12th as the start of the retrial for the two remaining jailed Al Jazeera journalists, Egyptian journalist Bahir Mohammed and Canadian-Egyptian Mohammed Fahmy. This is VOA News. Jordan says it launched 56 airstrikes against Islamic State targets since the insurgents released a video last week showing they had burned one of Amman's fighter pilots to death. General Mansour al-Jabour says its air force had achieved what we were looking for, revenge, striking Islamic State training camps, barracks, ammunition, and fuel depots. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met in Riyadh with Saudi King Salman and his top advisors Sunday to discuss the recent power grab in neighboring Yemen by Houthi rebels. Edgar Duranian has details.
As popular demonstrations mount against the Houthi rebel group across Yemen, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is demanding recently resigned President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi be reinstated.
There must be a restoration of legitimacy of President Hadi's.
The former president and many of his top ministers remain under house arrest, and Houthi militiamen occupy a number of government offices. Mr. Ban denounced the Houthi seizure of power, which culminated several days ago in the naming of a new interim parliament and five-man presidential council. Mr. Ban blasted the Houthis for creating a dangerous power vacuum in the country. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Criticism is mounting over Nigeria's decision to postpone its February 14th presidential election due to security concerns and the Boko Haram insurgency. The opposition All Progressives Congress described the postponement as a major setback for Nigerian democracy, but appealed for all Nigerians to remain calm. Election body chairman Atahiru Jega announced the postponement for presidential and parliamentary polls from February 14th to March 28th.
Our hope is that with this rescheduling, the security services will do their best to ensure that the security environment needed for safe and peaceful conduct of the 2015 elections is rapidly put in place.
Boko Haram militants control large parts of northeastern Nigeria. Somalia's Prime Minister Omar Abdulrashid Sharmarki appealed to the U.S. government and U.S. banks to resume money transfer services that provide a lifeline for many people in Somalia. American college basketball coaching legend Dean Smith, who won two national championships at the University of North Carolina, an Olympic gold medal, and was inducted to Basketball's Hall of Fame, has died at the age of 83. In a career that spanned more than 40 years, Dean Smith coached many star players, including Michael Jordan and James Worthy. When Smith retired in 1997, he was the winningest coach in college basketball with 879 victories. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.